This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings on 98.5 KRC.
Entertainment Weekly released the best pairs of fictional best friends from TV and movies.
Okay.
They listed Bill and Ted, Thelma and Louise, Woody and Buzz from Toy Story, Wayne and Garth from SNL, Wayne's World,
right.
Maverick and Goose from Top Gun. I would put Romy and Michelle as my number one. I love that movie.
I am totally not surprised by your choice. I would go Jay and Silent Bob.
Ooh, yeah.
Brennan and Dale. Step brothers.
Totally.
Did we just become best friends?
Yes! Yep!
We did!
What about Jason, who said Mulder and Scully? Can I give honorable mention as well to R2-D2 and C-3PO? They were besties. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, sure.
I know 3PO's a little fuss-budgety. R2. But they were best friends. You could tell.
I guess they were, yeah.
I think if we did a buddy comedy, we would nail it. As a best friend duo?
Like a road comedy? Like one of those road trip movies?
Oh, you'd kill me in a road trip. I'd be dead by day two.
Yeah. It would start as a comedy. And then end
This got dark.
And it's a tragedy. It is so obvious. I can't believe you did not mention we're talking about best fictional friends in TVs or movies. It's right there in the title of the show.
I know what you're going to say.
Friends.
It's one of my favorite shows. A lot of people in our comment thread are saying Joey and Chandler are the best friends to ever be on movies or TV. But can I counter that by saying all six of them were best friends? So I couldn't narrow it down to two.
I would say because the question is the best pair. It's a pair of threes. So you have three and three were best friends. So that's how you can kind of get around the pair issue.
I like that math. However, which three and which three? You can't just say girls and guys because, again, all six are equal best friends. Did I just blow your mind? I think so.
Any other obvious ones we missed?
Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yep.
And I think even Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd loved each other, even though they showed it in odd ways.
Did they?
Yes.
Really?
They needed each other.
Well, they did, yeah. You need a foil.
A protagonist.
Yeah.
Are you my foil? I love you.
I'm your Bugs.
I get to be Bugs. Wait a minute.
No, you're
Elmer. Bumbling bald man with a gun?
Yes. Yes, you are.
I don't like how this turned out.
That's the way I see you every morning. Yes, I do.